I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a lot of toolish things that athletes do, but nothing more toolish than what Baker Mayfield did yesterday when he met with the media in Cleveland. I think this dude is one of the top five biggest D-bags after he was asked about his teammate Kareem Hunt. And I'll tell you why in 5 minutes, but let's put a bow on this Texans' top five moments versus other teams' top five moments since they come into existence. We're going to conclude with a finale against the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to go to the NFC East. Texans are sitting right now at 7-20.
It's not good.
Against other teams since they came into existence in 2002. Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles.
It ain't great, as the kids like to say.
Moment, do they say that, John?
Yeah, they do.
713-572-4610 if you're a kid and say that. Moment number one for the Philadelphia Eagles since 2002. Nick Foles' Super Bowl run in 2017.
Well, yeah, that would be a little better.
Moment number two, three straight NFC Championship games from 02 to 04, capped off by a Super Bowl appearance in the final one without Terrell Owens.
My L pen is running out of ink.
Moment number three, January 11th, 2004, 4th and 26. You remember this play?
Mm-hmm.
Donovan McNabb finds Freddie Mitchell in the divisional playoffs against the Green Bay Packers. Freddie Mitchell went to the podium afterwards, thanked his hands. Haven't really heard from him since, but that's a pretty good moment nonetheless. Moment number four, trading for Terrell Owens before the 2004 season. He was originally supposed to be a Raven, but the Eagles pulled that off. Moment number five, traded up in the 2016 NFL draft to select Carson Wentz, number two overall. Is it safe to say the Texans are now 7-21?
It is very safe to say.
Now let's go to the Washington Redskins. This one could be a little bit closer than one would expect. 2002, and this is courtesy of my buddy Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan. He covers the Redskins out there. Moment number one for the Washington Redskins since 2002. RG3's rookie year in 2012. He had a run against Minnesota, and he also lit up the Dallas Cowboys twice. One of them on Thanksgiving. I was actually on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah?
At that game. You know who I was next to?
Who?
Art Briles.
Oh, there you go.
Moment number two. Kirk Cousins' 2015 season, the division title, capped off by the "you like that" rant after the comeback from Tampa Bay. Moment number three, 2005 comeback against the Dallas Cowboys. Santana Moss has two long touchdowns in the final 4 minutes. The Redskins top the Dallas Cowboys at Texas Stadium. Moment number four, 2005 playoff win. Moment number five, making the playoffs in 2007 after Sean Taylor died with four wins to close the season.
This is very much like the Chiefs' best five moments. It's close. That RG rookie year, RG3 rookie year was pretty incredible.
People were picking him over Andrew Luck.
Yes.
I mean, it was RG3 or Andrew Luck, and RG3 was probably the more popular answer.
And Kirk Cousins was more than just the "you like that" comment. Ooh, this is close. Two playoff wins.
I think if you put JJ defensive player of the
year,
go
to the bench.
There, I think you got to put JJ's defensive player of the years into consideration.
If you go to the bench, I'll give the Texans the win there.
We'll give them the win. 8-21 now for the Texans heading into their final two matchups.
Yeah.
The New York Giants.
That's an L.
Okay, well, allow me to
elaborate.
Give you the five moments. Moment number one,
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl 42, beat the undefeated Patriots.
Okay, there's one Super Bowl win.
Moment number two, Super Bowl 46, first 9-7 team to win it all.
There's two Super Bowl wins. That's better than Kevin Walter, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
Also beat the Patriots in that one. Moment number three, draft day trade for Eli Manning. By the way, this is courtesy of my man Sean Mraz from the DA Show and WFAN.
Giants fan?
Yeah. Moment number four, 12-4 season. They were the one seed in 2008. This was without Plaxico Burress after he shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
Moment number five, the Hail Mary catch at the end of the first half against the 15-1 Packers in the 2011 divisional round. Remember Eli Manning lobbing it up at Akeem Nicks at Lambeau Field? I'd say that's an L for the Texans. So we're
8-22.
Heading into the matchup, the finale, the matchup we've all been waiting for. Dallas Cowboys appear twice on the Texans' top five moments. Let's finish this thing off, this exercise, with a matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys' five best moments. This according to my man Jean-Jacques Taylor out there in Dallas. Top five moments since 2002. 2006, Tony Romo emerges as the QB during the season and ends the post-Aikman QB drought. Yeah. From sitting on the bench and being on the practice squad to the starting quarterback for America's team. Moment number two, the 2009 season. First playoff win in 13 years, a win against the Philadelphia Eagles at the new stadium known as Jerry World. Mm-hmm. Moment number three, 12-game win streak in 2016, had home field in the NFC. This led by a rookie quarterback, Dak Prescott, and a rookie running back, Zeke Elliott.
Right.
Moment number four, the hiring of Bill Parcells in 2003. Moment number five, a 13-3 season, and the one seed in the playoffs capped off by the Tony Romo Cabo loss to the New York Giants. And he put
went
a tie
with, what's
here.
What's her name, right?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And he also put a tie there. DeMarco Murray had 1,845 yards rushing, breaking Emmitt Smith's
That's
record.
That's an L. Cowboys got you. And if you think it's close and you go to the bench, the Cowboys still have you. Multiple playoff appearances. You know, they've been to the conference. French championship
No,
once?
No. Well, they almost went, but there was the Dez catch.
Oh, the Dez catch. That's
yeah,
right.
They had the
That's
Dez
right.
catch against Green
so
Bay.
So you've played since 2002, and your top five moments since 2002 out of 32 teams in the NFL is better than only eight.
8-23. And some people
31 teams
that.
In the NFL because you're not one of them.
8-23. That's the Texans' record since 2002. It was a fun exercise.
Kudos to you, man, for putting this together. It was good.
It was fun, man. It took a while, but it was a lot of fun. It was good trips down memory lane. Got the brain flowing a little bit. But the Texans, since they came into existence, they've been better than eight of the 31 other teams in the NFL as far as top five moments. Baker Mayfield, total D-bag. He was asked yesterday about Kareem Hunt. And I'm telling you this, John. I'm hoping you agree with me on this. This is Baker Mayfield talking about his teammate Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want everybody that's here right now to feel like a part of the team. He's going to be a vital part of our team. You know, just being around him, I think he's a great kid. You know, mistakes happen. I can, you know, speak from personal experience. And just talking to Pat Mahomes or Travis Kelce or the guys that have been with him, they speak very highly of him.
He's a great what?
Said he was a great teammate.
No, he said he's a great what, Figgy? What did he say? He's a great what?
You heard the man.
Nah, play that again. What did he say Kareem Hunt was? He's a great
what?
Yeah,
absolutely.
What?
You know, you want everybody that's here right now to feel like a part of the team. He's going to be a vital part of our team. You know, just being around him, I think he's a great kid.
All right, Baker. Newsflash. He's 4 months older than you, and he's been in the league one more year. I know you're sitting here trying to think you're a leader and stuff, but he's not a kid. He's older than you. That is the most weaselish thing I've seen in a long time. You want to talk about arrogance? Calling someone older than you a kid is an absolute
He's the
joke.
Same age.
I cannot. He's 4 months older, and he's been in the league.
Age.
He's been in the
well,
league.
That's fair.
He's been in the league one more year than Baker Mayfield, and you're calling him a kid.
As a totally,
that is a D-bag move, Lopez.
As a totally impartial person here. I don't have that big a problem with it.
Dude, come on, man.
I really don't.
That was a good comment on Kareem Hunt.
That's fine, but he's not a kid. Don't call him a kid.
I think he's, look, this dude has established himself as the man in Cleveland.
Yeah, but a kid? Come on, man. Just because you establish yourself the man doesn't mean you're calling a guy that's 4 months older than
you. Well, if you're
the
man, you can talk about the kid.
A kid?
And I also think you're maybe be reading too much into it. He might just be saying it in a general sense.
I'll tell you this. If Deshaun
like,
Watson,
he's a kid. I'm a kid. He's
Deshaun
a kid.
Watson, you think Deshaun Watson, as humble as he is going to go up there and talk about someone like Jadeveon Clowney if they ask about him and be like, you know,
Clowney's
he's a
like
good
3 years
kid.
Older than him.
Okay. Well, someone who's 1 year older. Mm-hmm. You think Deshaun Watson's going to do that? A kid.
I think he could get away with it.
Kid, John.
I don't have
months
that.
Older than
I
you,
get
Baker.
Your point. I just don't. I don't have that big a problem with it.
4 months
really
older than you. I'm out on Baker Mayfield. I was in. I'm
no,
out.
No, you're not out.
I'm out on
you're
that.
You're not out on Baker.
I'm done.
No, you're not.
At least for today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.